Hello, Han here. It's Wednesday, March 27th. 接下来内容有准备可以边听边看的辅助讲义资讯栏有订阅连结。而本周将是开放订阅讲义的最后一周了。3月31号是开放订阅的最后一天。4月1日起将不再开放订阅。有兴趣订阅的听众要把握最后的机会，订阅连结与更多资讯在资讯栏。过去几天在俄罗斯首都 Moscow 莫斯科，许多的 billboard 广告看板上都出现了这样的图像。A burning candle, 一根点燃的蜡烛，俄罗斯文字 scorbim, 翻译成英文意思是 we mourn, 我们哀悼，以及数字 22, 03, 24, 22, 03, 24。在俄罗斯他们记录日期的格式是日月年，所以22-03-24指的是2024年3月22日。上周五俄罗斯首都莫斯科发生了 Russia's deadliest terror attack in 2 decades, 俄罗斯20年来最严重的一场恐怖袭击。一名俄罗斯人告诉 BBC, The country's heart is aching, 国家的心在痛。My soul is crying, 我的灵魂在哭泣。Russia is crying, 整个俄罗斯都在哭泣。今天我们去到 Moscow, 莫斯科 let's go! What we know about attack on a Moscow concert hall. The attack on a Moscow concert hall on Friday was the worst in Russia for years. More than 130 people were killed as gunmen stormed the complex, days after President Vladimir Putin began his fifth term of office.By Sunday afternoon, at least 137 had been confirmed dead. The first official list of casualties suggested the oldest victim was in her 70s with 3 children among the dead. In addition to those killed, at least 60 remain in a serious condition, and authorities have warned more could die.Crocus City Hall on the outskirts of Moscow, 20 kilometers from the Kremlin, was about to host a concert by the rock group Picnic when gunmen burst into the foyer just after 20:00 on Friday evening. As many as 5 men in combat fatigues entered the concert hall and opened fire on those inside. At some point, fire can be seen inside the hall. Flames later engulfed the facade, while glass on the top 2 floors of the 7-story building blew out.By the time the suspects escaped, according to some accounts, the attack lasted about 20 minutes. Hundreds had been killed and injured. Many died from bullet wounds, some as a result of smoke inhalation.Some 14 hours after the first reports of shooting, Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, announced 11 people had been arrested, including 4 directly involved. The 4 suspects, whom officials have identified as citizens of Tajikistan, appeared in court on Sunday, where they appeared to be badly injured. All were charged with an act of terrorism and probably face life in prison.The Islamic State, through its news agency, claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials said the assailants were believed to be part of ISIS-K, an Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan. While the Russian authorities have not commented on the IS claim, President Vladimir Putin said the assailants were caught as they were trying to flee to Ukraine. Ukraine swiftly dismissed the Russian claims as absolutely untenable and absurd.Security across the Moscow region was tightened Saturday, with additional checks at airports, train stations, and metro stations, officials said. Putin said additional anti-terrorism and anti-sabotage measures would be introduced in Moscow and the surrounding region. In Moscow, residents laid flowers and memorials and lined up to give blood, while Putin declared Sunday a day of mourning.今天朗读参考了4篇报道，包含 BBC、Al Jazeera、Vox 以及 Wall Street Journal， 连接会在网站以及资讯栏。What we know about attack on a Moscow concert hall， 对于莫斯科音乐厅攻击事件，我们知道些什么？Friday, March 22nd, 3月22日星期五 Russia, 俄罗斯首都 Moscow, 莫斯科。 一间 concert hall 音乐厅演唱会场被 attack 袭击， gunmen 持枪者闯入该 complex 综合大楼，造成超过130人死亡。其实前一天3月21号周四，俄罗斯联邦中央选举委员会才刚正式宣布 President Vladimir Putin 俄罗斯总统普丁以87.28% of the ballot, 87.28%的选票，高票赢得了他的 fifth term of office, 第五个任期。没想到隔天周五3月22日就爆发俄罗斯多年来最严重的攻击事件。如 DW 报道， It was the deadliest attack in Russia for almost two decades. 这是俄罗斯近20年来最致命的攻击事件。攻击事件发生后，死亡人数持续上升中。AP 报道，随着 rescuers 救援人员在受损的建筑物中寻获尸体， The death toll rose， 死亡人数上升了。By Sunday afternoon, 截至周日下午， at least 137 had been confirmed dead， 至少137人已被确认死亡。俄罗斯政府发布的 First Official List of Casualties 第一份官方伤亡名单显示 The oldest victim 年龄最大的受害者是 In her 70s 70多岁的女士，而死者中还包含了三名 children 儿童。这些137名死者外， At least 60 至少还有60人持续是 In a serious condition 伤势严重。当局警告 More could die 可能会有更多人死亡。Russia， 俄罗斯全名 Russian Federation， 俄罗斯联邦，是个横跨东欧和北亚的国家。Wikipedia 上写到，俄罗斯是 the largest country in the world by area， 世界上领土最大的国家，跨越11 time zones， 11个时区。俄罗斯人以及俄罗斯的形容词都是 Russian， 那首都为 Moscow。Moscow, M-O-S-C-O-W, 莫斯科其实有两个常见的念法，美式英文的 Moscow, 第二个音节像牛一样 cow, 以及英式英文的 Moscow, 第二个音节为 co. Moscow, Moscow, 我个人平时最习惯的念法其实是美式英文的 Moscow, 但这一集里我都在尽量念成 Moscow, 因为我觉得这相对起来是稍微更常见一些的念法。俄罗斯相关的新闻里也常常出现这个单字 Kremlin, K-R-E-M-L-I-N, Kremlin, 克里姆林宫，俄罗斯联邦政府的总部，类似美国有 White House, 白宫，而相对的俄罗斯的联邦政府总部是 Kremlin, 克里姆林宫。周五的 terrorist attack 恐怖攻击，案发地点是位于 the outskirts of Moscow 莫斯科郊区，大约 20 kilometers from the Kremlin， 距离克里姆林宫20公里 the Crocus City Hall 番红花城市大厅。 BBC 解释，这是一个 retail and concert complex， 包含零售购物商场以及表演厅的综合大楼。Al Jazeera 进一步说明，案发的这个 concert hall 音乐厅于2009年开业，可以容纳 6,200 people, 6,200 人，在当地是个受欢迎的娱乐场所。如 former United States President Donald Trump， 美国前总统川普就曾经在这个场地举办一场 Miss Universe Contest， 环球小姐大赛。像周五 Crocus City Hall 番红花城市大厅正准备举办 Rock Group 摇滚乐团 Picnic 的演唱会。Just after 20:00 on Friday evening， 在这里 20:00 等于 8 p.m. 周五晚上刚过八点， Gunmen 多名持枪者 burst into the foyer， 闯入演唱会场的门厅，多达至多五名的 men in combat fatigues， 穿着迷彩服的男子进入了音乐厅，并向里面的人 open fire 开枪。在某个时间点，音乐厅里出现 fire 火。根据俄罗斯当局 ,attacker, 袭击者们使用了 explosives, 爆炸物以及 flammable liquid, 可燃液体在该音乐厅放火。随后 flames, 火焰吞噬了 the facade, 音乐厅大楼的正面。该七层建筑物顶部两层的玻璃也 blew out, 爆破了。根据一些幸存者的描述 ,the attack, 袭击持续了大约20分钟。 等到 the suspects 嫌犯逃跑时 hundreds had been killed and injured, 已有数百人死亡或受伤。许多人因 bullet wounds, 枪伤、子弹留下的伤口而丧命。其他人则是因为 smoke inhalation, 吸入大火产生的烟雾死亡的。New York Times 纽约时报周一刊登了一篇中英双语的报道，标题是 Screams and blank stares of shock, horror at a Russian concert. 如果按照意思翻译是尖叫声和震惊的茫然眼神，俄罗斯音乐会上的恐怖。但纽约时报正式的中文标题为莫斯科音乐厅恐袭现场，死神就在我背后喘着气。报道里包含了好几个 survivor 幸存者的采访，描述一个 typical Friday night 普通的典型的周五晚上如何变成 a scene of panic and terror， 充满惊慌与恐怖的场面。这篇文章是中英双语，很方便对照，你如果有兴趣阅读，我会把链接放在网站上。距离一起 shooting 枪击案开始被报道约 14 hours 14个小时之后， Russia 俄罗斯的 Federal Security Service 简称 FSB 俄罗斯联邦安全局宣布他们 arrested 逮捕了，也可以说 detained 扣留了11个人，这当中包含4人是 directly involved 直接涉案的人员。俄罗斯官员称这四名 suspects 嫌犯嫌疑人，有些媒体报道会直接称他们为 gunmen 持枪者们，都是 citizens of Tajikistan 塔吉克的公民。 DW 报道 Tajikistan 塔吉克是个 former Soviet Republic 前苏联共和国，苏联是俄罗斯的前身。Tajikistan 位于 Central Asia 中亚，与 Afghanistan 阿富汗接壤，那里的人民主要都是 Muslim 穆斯林，信奉 Islam 伊斯兰教。周日这四名嫌犯 appeared in court 出庭了，他们当时看起来都是 badly injured 受了重伤。AP 报道其中一人在听证会期间甚至看起来是 barely conscious 几乎没有意识的。俄罗斯当地媒体报道这些嫌犯在 interrogation 审讯期间受到了酷刑，其中两名嫌犯出庭时带着 swollen faces 脸部都肿了，他们都被 charged with an act of terrorism 指控犯有恐怖主义行为，接下来可能将面临 life in prison 终身监禁。周五袭击事件发生后 The Islamic State 伊斯兰国透过他们的 news agency 通讯社对这起攻击负责。 The Islamic State 伊斯兰国，你可能看过它的缩写 IS， 又名 Islamic State of Iraq and Syria 简称 ISIS， ISIS 念 ISIS， 或 Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant 简称 ISIL， ISIL 念 ISIL。U.S. officials 美国官员表示 ，the assailants 攻击者袭击者应该是由 the Islamic State in Khorasan， 简称 ISIS-K， 中文一般翻译为呼罗珊伊斯兰国或伊斯兰国组织呼罗珊分支所执行。这基本上是 an Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan， 伊斯兰国在阿富汗的分支。BBC 报道，该组织事后还发布了一个袭击现场的 highly graphic footage， 高度写。新的影片画面，这个影片经 BBC 查证是真实的。影片中显示 one of the gunmen 其中一名持枪者对着几个人 open fire 开枪。目前为止 Russian authorities 俄罗斯当局尚未就此 IS claim 伊斯兰国的说法，就是声称攻击是他们做的，俄罗斯方还没有发表什么评论。但 President Vladimir Putin 俄罗斯总统普丁表示 The assailants 袭击者们被抓获时 They were trying to flee to Ukraine， 他们正在试图逃往乌克兰。 Ukraine 乌克兰迅速的 dismissed 驳回了这些 Russian claims 俄罗斯的说法，表示俄罗斯将影射乌克兰与袭击事件有关是 absolutely untenable 完全站不住脚的，并且 absurd 荒谬荒唐可笑。 AP 报道，乌克兰指控俄罗斯的政治人物是在 falsely linking Ukraine to the assault， 错误的将乌克兰与这一次袭击联系起来，而这样做的原因是为了煽动俄罗斯人们对已经持续三年的 ongoing war in Ukraine 乌克兰持续发生的战争的情绪。 俄罗斯官员们表示 ,the Moscow region, 莫斯科地区的 security, 安全保护措施已于周六加强了。在 airport, 机场 ,train stations, 火车站 ,metro station, 捷运站地铁站都安排了 additional checks, 额外的检查。总统 Putin 表示在 Moscow, 莫斯科以及 the surrounding region, 周边地区都将采取更多的 anti-terrorism, 反恐怖以及 anti-sabotage, 反破坏的措施。在 Moscow, residents, 居民们在各个 memorials, 纪念碑前 laid flowers, 献花放置花朵。许多人也 lined up to give blood, 排队捐血。总统 Putin 也宣布周日为 a day of mourning, 一个哀悼的日子。一名幸存者告诉 New York Times, he felt grateful to be alive, 他很庆幸自己还活着。但许多 victims, 受害者的画面仍在他的记忆中挥之不去。尤其是他遇到了一名太太不幸死去的丈夫，这对夫妻结婚12年还有三名小孩，丈夫活下来了，但太太没有这么幸运丧命了。幸存者告诉 New York Times, For us, it's all over by and large. 对我们幸存者们来说，一切基本都结束了。But for that guy who stood over the body of his wife, 但对那个站在妻子遗体旁的男子 and for their three children, 和他们的三个孩子来说 the worst is yet to come, 最糟糕的还在后面。And there are so many people like him there. 那里还有很多像他这样经历的人。结束完今天的新闻，那我来讨论一个源自法文的名词。Facade, F-A-C-A-D-E, 有时你会看到使用特别符号的 C, 下方还有一小撇的，但很多英文媒体都会直接使用一般正常的 C, F-A-C-A-D-E, facade.最直接的意思是 the front of a building, 建筑物的正面，尤其用来表达 a large or attractive building, 大型的或外形美观的建筑物的正面。这个 facade, 建筑物的正面一般指的是 the wall that faces the street, 临路的面向街道的那一面墙，或有着 the main entrance, 主要入口的那一面。今天朗读里 facade 出现在 BBC 的片段 Flames later engulfed,The facade, 火焰后来吞没了该建筑物的正面。再多给你几个例句 ,The old building had a beautiful facade with intricate carvings and elegant columns. 这座古老的建筑有着美丽的正面外观，有着复杂的雕刻以及优雅的柱子。Work is underway to repair the Taj Mahal's marble facade. 泰姬陵正面大理石外墙的修复工作正在进行中。除了这个直接的意思 ,facade 也有比喻用法，意思是 false appearance, 假象，虚假的外表。这样的假象或面具通常是为了让某人或某事看起来比实际情况更好。如 squalor and poverty lay behind the city's glittering facade, 这座城市光鲜亮丽的外表背后隐藏着肮脏与贫困。或 we are fed up,With this facade of democracy, 我们厌倦了这种民主的幌子。我喜欢 vocabulary.com 的解释 ,a kind of front people put up emotionally, 人们在情感上的一种掩饰。如 ,if you are mad but acting happy, you're putting up a facade. 如果你很生气但表现得很高兴，那你就是戴上了一个虚假的外表。如有些人看起来很有自信，但其实内心有很多焦虑。Behind her confident facade, Sarah was struggling with self-doubt and anxiety. 在她自信的外表背后， Sarah 正在与自我怀疑和焦虑斗争。或某人看起来很开心，但其实不然。Behind her cheerful facade, she's a really lonely person. 在她开朗的外表下，其实是个非常孤独的人。He maintained a cheerful facade at work, even though he was dealing with personal problems at home. 尽管他家里出现了问题，但他在工作中仍然保持着愉快的假象。 不止人，某关系从外人看起来好像是好的，但其实不是。They seem happy together, but it's all a facade. 他们在一起看起来很幸福，但这都是假象。They kept up a facade of happiness, but rumors swirled about their troubled marriage. 他们表面上保持着幸福的样子，但关于他们婚姻问题的谣言却层出不穷。总结 facade 名词意思可以是建筑物的正面，或为了让某人或某事看起来比实际情况更好的假象，虚假的外表。过几天单字卡会在 Instagram。 今天介绍了莫斯科音乐厅被袭击的新闻以及 facade 的常见用法。接下来要分享的留言来自Grace 上周传讯息给我说 Hi Han, I'm Grace, 一个刚踏入社会的女孩，正处于许多人生未知数疯狂砸过来的年纪。刚接触这频道就发现每次听完总会神奇的记得新的单字，没多久就成为忠实粉丝，有太多不得不喜欢的原因。喜欢你的声音，喜欢每集开头的 Hi there, 喜欢结尾回馈粉丝留言的内容，喜欢频道带来的正面能量，喜欢从你的分享中看到更多不同的可能性。图文丰富的讲义，极为舒适的排版，每个段落甚至会附上 reference, 知识性文章能兼具美感以及严谨性，真的是好喜欢啊。六人行这部剧一直是心中的神剧，30年前就能拍出这样的内容大概很难被超越。这频道有如六人行，绝对能纳入 podcast 中的经典。有听到心碎满地的声音吗？收到泽泽的通知跟听到心痕结衣结婚差不多，好难过啊，哈哈哈哈。但跟六人行完结一样，虽然不舍，但真挚的祝福你未来顺利，一切平安。非常谢谢这个频道为我的小小世界增添了一点色彩，愿你能走向想要的未来，我也会朝着自己喜欢的样子继续前进，我们有缘再见。来点一波 I'll be there for you, 再配上咖啡来纪念经典。哦不，我可能还需要卫生纸，我先去哭了。谢谢 Grace 这么文情并茂的讯息。 Grace 提到了六人行这部叫 Friends 的经典美剧，以及它的主题曲 I'll be there for you, 我会在你身边。我也很喜欢 Friends 这部影剧，除了很好笑，我也从中得到了很多启发。与你分享主角之一 Monica 在影剧中对另一名主角 Joey 曾经说过的一句话， Hey, why don't you stop worrying about sounding smart?And just be yourself. 不如停止担心如何让自己听起来很聪明，而只要做自己就好了呢。听到了吗？我们今天要一起努力做自己。Stop worrying about sounding smart and just be yourself. 不要再担心如何说才会听起来很聪明，只需要做自己。有话对我说，欢迎到 Apple Podcasts 或 Spotify 留星星留评价，也可以到 Facebook 或 Instagram 私讯我。接下来第二次朗读之前，先来 recap。Number one, what we know about attack on a Moscow concert hall. 对于莫斯科音乐厅攻击事件，我们知道些什么？周五，俄罗斯首都 Moscow, 莫斯科一间 concert hall, 音乐厅演唱会场发生的 attack, 攻击袭击，是 Russia, 俄罗斯多年来最严重的攻击事件。俄罗斯总统 Vladimir Putin, 普丁赢得其第五个任期的几天后， gunmen, 持枪者闯入了这座综合大楼，造成超过130人死亡。截至周日下午，已有至少137人确认死亡。第一份官方伤亡名单显示，年龄最大的受害者是一名70多岁的女士，死者中也有三名儿童。死者之外，至少还有60人伤势严重，当局警告可能会有更多人死亡。Number two, 周五晚上刚过20点，等于晚上8点时，位于莫斯科郊区距离克里姆林宫20公里左右的 Crocus City Hall, 番红花城市大厅正准备举办摇滚乐队 Picnic 的演唱会。持枪歹徒们闯入演唱会会场的 Foyer 门厅，多达5名穿着 Combat Fatigues 迷彩服的男子进入音乐厅并向里面的人开枪。在某个时间点，音乐厅起火了，随后火焰吞噬 The Facade 音乐厅大楼的正面，该七层建筑顶部两层的玻璃包。根据一些描述，袭击持续了大约20分钟，等到嫌犯们逃跑时，已有数百人死亡或受伤，许多人因枪伤丧命，也有一些死者是因为吸入了大火产生的烟雾。 Number three, 首次出现此 shooting 枪击案的报道约14个小时之后 Federal Security Service FSB 俄罗斯联邦安全局宣布逮捕了11人，其中包括4名直接涉案的人员。官员们称这4名 suspect 嫌疑人都是 Tajikistan 塔吉克的公民，他们周日出庭时看起来似乎都受了重伤，他们都被指控犯有 terrorism 恐怖主义的行为，并可能面临终身监禁。Number four, the Islamic State 伊斯兰国透过其通讯社声称对这起攻击负责。美国官员表示 ，the assailant 攻击者、袭击者应该是伊斯兰国在阿富汗的分支机构 ISIS-K 的成员。尽管俄罗斯当局尚未对伊斯兰国的说法发表评论，但总统普丁表示，袭击者是在试图逃往 Ukraine 乌克兰的途中时被抓获的。乌克兰迅速地驳回俄罗斯的说法，称这样影射乌克兰与袭击事件有关是完全 untenable。站不住脚的，并且 absurd 荒谬的。Number five， 俄罗斯官员们表示，莫斯科地区周六加强了安全保护措施，机场、火车站与地铁站都安排了额外的检查。总统普丁也表示，莫斯科及周边地区将采取更多 anti-terrorism 反恐怖以及 anti-sabotage 反破坏的措施。在 Moscow， 莫斯科居民们在纪念碑前献花并排队捐血。总统普丁则宣布周日为哀悼日。解释完今天的新闻，我还讨论了一个名词 facade， 意思可以是建筑物的正面，或为了让某人或某事看起来比实际情况更好的假象，虚假的外表。朗读里是第一个意思， flames later engulfed the facade， 火焰后来吞没了该建筑物的正面。 Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! What we know about attack on a Moscow concert hall. The attack on a Moscow concert hall on Friday was the worst in Russia for years. More than 130 people were killed as gunmen stormed the complex days after President Vladimir Putin began his fifth term of office. By Sunday afternoon, at least 137 had been confirmed dead. The first official list of casualties suggested the oldest victim was in her 70s, with three children among the dead. In addition to those killed, at least 60 remain in a serious condition, and authorities have warned more could die. Crocus City Hall, on the outskirts of Moscow, 20 kilometers from the Kremlin, was about to host a concert by the rock group Picnic when gunmen burst into the foyer just after 20:00 on Friday evening. As many as 5 men in combat fatigues entered the concert hall and opened fire on those inside. At some point, fire can be seen inside the hall. Flames later engulfed the facade, while glass on the top two floors of the 7-story building blew out. By the time the suspects escaped, according to some accounts, the attack lasted about 20 minutes. Hundreds had been killed and injured. Many died from bullet wounds, some as a result of smoke inhalation. Some 14 hours after the first reports of shooting, Russia's Federal Security Service, FSB, announced 11 people had been arrested, including 4 directly involved. The 4 suspects, whom officials have identified as citizens of Tajikistan, appeared in court on Sunday where they appeared to be badly injured. All were charged with an act of terrorism and probably face life in prison. The Islamic State, through its news agency, claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials said the assailants were believed to be part of ISIS-K, an Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan. While the Russian authorities have not commented on the IS claim, President Vladimir Putin said the assailants were caught as they were trying to flee to Ukraine. Ukraine swiftly dismissed the Russian claims as absolutely untenable and absurd. Security across the Moscow region was tightened Saturday, with additional checks at airports, train stations, and metro stations, officials said. Putin said additional anti-terrorism and anti-sabotage measures would be introduced in Moscow and the surrounding region. In Moscow, residents laid flowers at memorials and lined up to give blood, while Putin declared Sunday a day of mourning. 你喜欢看 figure skating 花式滑冰吗？上周 World Figure Skating Championships 世界花式滑冰锦标赛在加拿大的 Montreal 蒙特罗举行，选手们在表演各种 spins 旋转以及 jumps 跳跃时，我常常都会不自觉 hold my breath 屏住呼吸，有点紧张他们会不会跌倒。 后来我发现跌倒其实相当常见，而最让我受到启发的是 how they recover from a fall， 他们如何从跌倒中恢复过来。跌倒了不要怕，勇敢的 get back up， 重新站起来。如美式足球教练 Vince Lombardi 曾经说过的话， It's not whether you get knocked down， It's whether you get up， 重要的不是你是否被击倒，而是你是否能够站起来。所以跌倒了不要一蹶不振，我相信你一定可以重新站起来的。喜欢时事英文，欢迎按赞、订阅、留言、评价。 Thanks for listening. Bye.